I guess, you know, recently, you know, I've been thinking the last several days about how, I don't know, like we can get used to, you know, just kind of like what it is that we have, like, and not used to necessarily in a good way, but used to it kind of like you, it's probably too strong a word, but kind of like taking for granted, like, when you see, and I'll read the verse to you real quick. I think it's in Romans chapter 3. Let me just show you this. And we've read this in previous service, I think last service, Romans chapter 3 and verse number 1. Maybe if we can bring that up real quick. It just says that what advantage then has the Jew, and what profit of circumcision? It says much in every way, chiefly because to them were committed the oracles of God. So the thing that we had been seeing in that in verse number 1 and 2 there is that what advantage, like what profit did the Jewish people have? And obviously, the answer is there. I mean, in every way, they had every single advantage. And their advantage was over all of the other people of the earth, not just among Jews, but among all the people of the earth, they had the advantage. And there's things that the Lord has been just reminding me just in talking about like distinction, like the distinction or the difference that the Lord makes. But in every single way, they had the advantage because the Word of God was committed to them first. So obviously, the Lord commits the Word of God to them and also committed it to us. That doesn't mean that they'll believe. I mean, I forget the verse right now, but there is a verse also that says, you know, that we committed the Word of God unto them. Right, so I don't know if it's in Timothy or not, but basically, the point there is that when the Lord ministers the Word of God to you, when the Lord speaks the Word of God to somebody else, when the Lord speaks the Word of God to you, that's committed unto you. I mean, what you do with that advantage, right? What you do with what you've been given, that's up to each individual person, but. But it's a really cool thing, you know, like what I've been seeing is that, you know, the Lord commits the Word of God to you. Whether you believe it or not doesn't change what's been done, right? So the salvation that God has given us is not changed in the least because people accept it or don't accept it. It's already done. It's already finished. In other words, it doesn't become more real or more true, right? And that's really where... That's another thing that has been prevalent, has been about truth, right? Truth, something is true whether people accept it or not. So just take something very natural. There was a time, you know, and we've heard about it in the past before we were alive, where people really believed that the world was flat, right? But that didn't change the fact that it was round, right? The world was flat regardless of what people believed. They thought that they would go and they would sail enough and fall off the edge of the earth, but it didn't change the reality. It didn't change the truth, no matter what people believed. And probably that was probably the most prevalent thing out there, right? Because that's what people spoke about. That's what was discussed among people, was that the world was flat. But in actuality, obviously the world was round, but nothing changed. So it is with Christ and what he's finished. We've been seeing, obviously, and have known for a while that there are different segments of people. People that have received the gospel, right? Obviously, all Christians have received the gospel. And there are those that continue in that same gospel that they have heard. And so they just continue, like, we continue to grow and we continue to mature in the gospel. Now, and I'll tell you just this way, among Christians, right? We have an advantage. Now, how is it that we have an advantage over other Christians? Like, how could you say that? Because if among unbelievers, right, among the ungodly, including the Jewish nation, right, ungodly, the Jews had an advantage because unto them was committed the oracles of God. The Word of God was given to them. So then what advantage then is there for Christians that have accepted the gospel, right? But a segment of Christians that continue in that gospel and a segment of Christians that continue in a different gospel. Is there an advantage? Well, of course, the answer is, of course, in every way there's an advantage, right? Because that's why the Lord tells us not to be moved away. And I don't know if you keep noticing this, but I just am noticing it as we're going along here. There's a little bit of a, you know, little things that are very prevalent and have been for a little bit. Truth, moved away from the gospel, right? The advantage of the Jew and the advantage that we have. So just to take note of that. So the thing that the Lord is doing is he desires for every Christian, for every believer, right? Every believer not to be moved away from the reason why he's a believer. In other words, the advantage that the Jew had is the word of God. The advantage that the Christian now has and has been given is the word of God, right? In other words, the speaking of God to you. So the advantage that the Jews had was not that Moses wrote the Torah, right? The advantage that he had was not that scripture was given to him. The advantage was that God spoke to those people, right? That was the advantage. Is it good to have scripture? Of course it's good. It's profitable for you, right? It's profitable for them. It's profitable for us, right? And many, many times when God was speaking to them, he referenced the scripture, right? The scripture that's written for them. But the point is, though, and he referenced, right, the book of the law. So he's referencing scripture, but the advantage that they had was that God spoke to them, and then not only did God speak to them, but God was among them. And you see that he says that to us many, many times of this covenant that we have. He says, I will come and I will dwell in them, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. So do we have an advantage? Of course we have a huge advantage, but just so you can see, like, where we stand, you know, I don't think, you know, we're reminded enough about the grace in which we stand. Like, where is it that we stand, and what advantage do we still hold? We hold an advantage over all the people of all of the earth. Why? Because we have, the word has been given to the earth, right, to the world, but we have received that. That's advantageous to us, right? In other words, that is, I'm just doing this literally, right? But it is superior, right? And for something to be advantageous, it means it is superior for you, right? So it is an advantage to us that we have received the word of God. And then, just so, again, so you see this, regardless of, let's say, for instance, you were the only person among the entirety of the church, right? You were the only individual that continued in the word. You know, the rest of the church is, you know, just on a different gospel, a different thing about works. I'm on this kick, on that kick, on whatever it is that is a fad at the time. But you were the only individual. Then among all believers, you would have an advantage. And that advantage that you have is the fact that you have continued in that gospel. So that is advantageous to you. So I'm going to stop right here. But just so that we see, you know, it is such a good thing to see where it is that you stand, like what it is that the Lord continues to do in your life, right? He continues to keep you, right? Keep your heart not moved away from the gospel. You continue to be reminded. You continue to attend the church that continues to keep your heart centered on the Lord, on Jesus Christ, right? The same gospel preached to you time and time again, the same gospel that saved you, that gave you the advantage, right? That was, at one point, was only the advantage of the Jewish nation. Then that same gospel that gave them the advantage over all the people of the earth has now been given to all Gentiles, right? To make of the two one, right? So now we have that advantage. So do you see then this track that the Lord has had us on, where, you know, forgetting all things except Jesus Christ and him crucified? You know why? And I'll stop with this, because he is that advantage, right? He is that advantage. If we're moved away, then we, for absolutely no reason, are putting aside the advantage that's been given to us, right? He is the advantage, right?